He really needs a white.
How Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, the Colin. Oh, is this Brett?
Woo!
Yo, dude.
Episode of Pals Podcast yeah, for Pals.
The real podcast for Pals, the one that's actually real and...
Well, the one that doesn't talk about geocaching and a bunch of faggotry.
Legitimate un-geocached podcast for Pals.
So for this special episode...
Pal!
So we have a lot of... we've got a lot
pal.
Of guests here, Spay, but...
Yeah. Lots of Pals!
We should start with our battle against the other Pals Podcast.
Let's
P-A-L-S Podcast.
And figure out all the people that are here in the recording studio here live at Stately
live,
P. Manor.
Yes.
One of the last times we'll be live at Stately P. Manor... for the podcast of Pals, Keen, you're here.
I'm here, yeah.
And over here, the international man of business,
Chaz Palminteri.
Porlando.
Yes.
Schmeichel Porlando.
Yes.
Right?
He likes sport.
Old Schmeichel Schmeichel here.
Yeah. Schmeichel Schmeichel here.
Yeah, we've spoken many a time about Schmeichel Schmeichel. And then
standing right behind Schmandrew Schmoods, as
yes,
I usually do.
The man of the hour, the man with all of the tweets.
The Twitter account!
With the tweets that we've all come to know and love.
Excellent plenty of bites.
The Twitter account!
It's, how about a round of applause? Mr. Eggleton!
Hey, pals.
You know,
pals.
You fucks, I've had lots of insults in the Twitter account!
Well, now, Keen, you bring up a good point. Sometimes people consider us not the real pals because there's another group of pals out there. But in reality, how can this not be the real pals?
Yeah, we've got the most pals.
Can we have a round of applause for pals?
Lots of pals! Lots of pals!
Pals for everyone.
Pals! Pals! Pals!
Pals!
Yes, good time for all pals.
Okay, yeah.
And now, what's number one on the agenda? Should we get right into the game?
Actually, let's start with our feud.
You want to discuss how there's a rap battle now?
Yeah. So the PALS podcast decided to create a diss rap.
I'll be honest. The female one of them ruined us with that.
It was actually pretty clever.
She ruined
pretty
us
clever.
With that rap.
Yeah.
I can't come up with a rap like that.
No, but
she had small tits, though.
In the end, we're probably much cooler than Lorenzo.
How about we just sing some fake Katy Perry lyrics?
We should do that. You've already got plenty, don't you?
They're all up there. I made them all. Showed no favorites. Made them all.
Okay, well, let's hear them, Spay.
Well, I don't know them.
I mean, I've been a huge douchebag my whole life.
That's bad radio.
I've always been better than a dude named Lorenzo.
You've also been French, right?
Have you ever seen Lorenzo's oil? Exactly.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Are we having bad pun night here? Yeah. Pals podcast. I'm mad that they took down all of our great
Well, I think
reviews.
That's pretty weak. That's weak.
I took a lot of time thinking of every word that I knew that started with P-A-L.
The
like,
least they could have done
Paladin.
Is... They didn't even write bad reviews for us. That would have been humorous.
Like palindrome. Yeah. That palindrome I made was great, by the way. Oops, tits, poo. That's a great palindrome. You don't learn that. A man of playing a canal, Panama. Oh, great palindrome. It's not as good as oops, tits, poo. Much better
plus
palindrome.
Plus history didn't provide you with that.
Yeah, plus history can suck a ding dong.
Are you dipping in here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're having a goob cup?
Great.
I cleared it with your wife, Keith.
Spay, what are the topics for tonight?
Oh, I don't have many topics. What I had was...
Linsanity?
Linsanity. Can you imagine a man with Chinese eyes waiting in basketball?
Ting-tong, ting-tong, tong-ting.
The only reason we say this is because Keen, one of the pals of Pals Podcast, has some Asian eyes of his own. Isn't that right, Keen?
Well, I am a half-breed, so it's not quite the same.
When you go to California, how many more of those kind of eyes are you going to see?
Quite a few. I'm going to see a lot less El Salvadorians and a lot more Asians.
You're not going to have a good burrito for a long time, are you?
I'm not going to have a good pupusa.
I am going to have a good burrito. You have burritos, but no tortas.
Fellas, is this the point in the evening where I might throw out the chink in the armor?
Can't wait for that to be tweeted later.
Oh, man.
Hey, why don't we just go into that
segment? I believe there's a chink in the armor.
Let's just go into that segment, Spade.
Into the whose tweet?
By the way, Spade,
can you hit the button for the theme song?
Pal's podcast.
Now we're going to check out Juju's fucking Twitter. Fucking tweets.
Okay, so our regular segment, we look into our pal Andrew Juju's tweets.
All right. I want to play.
So just
versus
looking.
You already lost Jeopardy.
Just looking at this, Spade, did you notice this first tweet here? It's a classic.
Oh, yeah. I think you should say this one for everyone to hear.
Hey, Spade, you're gay!
Yes, that's one of my favorite ones
tweet.
Ever.
Good tweet.
When the tweet turns out to be Juju's, does he have to read it out loud on air?
Well, here we're going to play the whose tweet was it. I just like the fact that my last name rhymes with gay. and I never knew that for the longest time. And then I met Juju, and Juju was like...
Probably 18, 19 years of your life.
Wait, so what are we doing? What are we doing? The Johnny Ryan versus Andrew Juju tweets?
Yeah, Johnny Ryan tweets or Andrew Juju tweets. Okay. So the first one, Keen, you get to choose which one. Okay, here's one of the tweets. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you which one. This is just whose tweet is this? I just went to a 7-Eleven that doesn't sell beer. No joke.
That's
one tweet.
Okay.
Now, the next tweet is, life is like a box of poisonous cobra vaginas disguised as chocolates. Okay, the first one is either Juge or Johnny Ryan. Which one? That was the one.
What? Let me give the rationale. The first one's obviously Johnny Ryan.
Okay.
I mean, the second one, no one loves reptilian vaginas more than Juge.
Right.
I mean, he stuck his penis inside of plenty of them, so I mean, it's clearly him.
Reptilian cobra vaginas disguised as chocolates.
Yeah, clearly Juge.
So that you think that's totally Juge.
Yeah, obviously. No! Ridiculous!
Nice try.
Fail.
What? All right, the next one. Weigel is pantomiming because he has a dip in his mouth. So
I'm pretty sure Spade just used the word pantomime.
I know a little bit about pantomime. All right, should we go to the next one?
Yeah, next one. Yeah.
Orlando, you haven't been talking much today.
No, I haven't.
All right, so are you ready to play the game of whose tweet?
Yes,
is it Johnny Ryan or Andrew Juge?
I'm taking this very seriously.
All right. I hope you do, because if you don't, fucking ruin
you
the whole
you get ass fucked.
You will get that, yes.
Well, I suppose that
literally pegged in the rectum.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Whose tweet is this? No sweets, alcohol, or talking badly about people. I've endured Lent for roughly 11 hours awake, and I'm already miserable. That's tweet number one. Mm-hmm. Now, the second one is... Hold on. Let me find the second one.
I love penis. Okay. So which one?
My wife told me to have frozen lean cuisine for lunch. What the fuck? That shit is for people in fat jail.
Actually, I could have easily tweeted that.
But hold on. Stop giving clues away. First one was about Lent. The second one was about fat jail from Lean Cuisine.
What are my choices here?
Number one, Juge or the cartoonist Johnny Ryan.
Johnny Ryan, I from what I understand in the cartoon community, I believe Johnny Ryan is a devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with the first one.
Number one is Johnny Ryan.
Absolutely, because if he's going to give up anything, I mean, it's going to be talking bad about people.
let's listen to the man himself, Juge. Is that correct or not?
Incorrect.
The Lent one was Juge. The one about Fat Jail was Johnny Ryan.
You got fucks are lucky I'm not talking bad about all of you for getting this wrong right now.
All right. Last one. Weigel, can you play?
I can play.
You can play with a giant fat lip of dip.
It's called a hog's leg.
It's called a hog.
It looks like you have a giant mouth tumor.
Says the man who just lost to me in overtime.
In what game were you guys playing?
Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah, the greatest game on
Man. Jude paid me to play that game.
Okay, all right. First tweet. Ready?
Okay.
Whose tweet is it? Is what we're playing.
Right.
Tweet. What's for tweet? Every reasonable and realistic comment about Jeremy Lin, there's about 50 outlandish ones.
Okay.
One more time. For every reasonable and realistic comment about Jeremy Lin, there's about 50 outlandish ones. That's the first tweet. Second tweet. Imagine the power of 8,000 prison rapes harnessed inside one single easy-to-swallow gel cap.
I'm going to go, the second tweet is Jude.
The second, you mean this one?
Because no one loves prison rapes.
Yeah, Jude's are wrong.
Let's hear that one more time.
Stink fist?
Imagine the power of 8,000 prison rapes harnessed inside one single easy-to-swallow gel.
Easy-to-swallow.
That
sounds like juice to me.
As a man from New Orleans, it has to be juice.
As a man from New Orleans, it does sound like it has to be juice.
Isn't Angola near New Orleans?
It is.
Right. It has to be Juge.
Ain't no place to be.
Unfortunately, Juge is actually correct there, that you are wrong there.
That's right.
That Juge was the one talking about...
As awful as my tweets are, clearly these... schmoes are poor at identifying.
I'm not incorrect.
How intolerable I actually am.
Dude, you love prison rape, though.
This is true.
Right.
Does anyone not like that?
I mean,
not the rapey.
Who's been in jail and not enjoyed it?
Okay, good segment.
Good segment.
That was nice. All right, you want to hit the theme song for
that was who's Juju's tweet, motherfucking tweet, yeah.
So, Spay, we're still waiting for pal Junior Pinho to write us that song, right?
Yeah, Junior Pinho.
I noticed he was a no-show for this party.
Yeah, for the
last... he had something really fun to do
for Keem's party to fuck off to West Coast.
I'll never see him again, so...
Congratulations to you.
He had to grease his bicycle chain.
Yeah, right. His bicycle lube might be loose.
God, JP's the worst.
He is the worst. Nobody buy JP Highland CD.
Dude, it's cool. I'll just burn you a copy.
Yeah, what about his song,
Right Now
It's on a Rainy Day, though?
If you really want to piss him off, call him the cheese.
I'm really waiting for his song about riding a bike to his miserable job as a realtor.
Smooth belt.
So that happened.
All right, so we can close this. Man, we're only 12 minutes into the show, Spay.
That's all right. We don't have to make this a long one. Should we go right into the Tradio?
Yeah, let's go into Tradio.
Let's go to the Tradio. Another Tradio.
Okay, so as a regular segment, we look into what Sal and Richard are doing on the Howard Stern show.
Yes.
So let's get right into it.
Yeah.
And the boys were back to Tradio, so I want to play this for you. And they called in, and this is the third in the series of Tradio calls, and it's getting progressively worse and worse. I mean, they're disrupting the entire show.
Already late.
So let me get right to
that. That is a war that is now going on. The Tradio war.
Yeah, let's see if I can find it. I think this is the new one. Is it in green, guys?
Robin's pretty hot.
Tradio?
It's got great I'd
fuck that.
Yeah, this is it. I got it.
I hit that ass.
Here's the third in the series of Tradio calls.
Maybe I should sodomize it.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tradio. So let's get down to the Tradio nitty gritty.
Tradio! Tradio!
Well, hi, folks. And it's a very pleasant Wednesday.
It is.
Let's Tradio! I love the Tradio.
Tradio!
I'd like to put my first item up for sale, please.
Let's do it.
The first item I have for sale, please, is a very rare vinyl record from the rock band Psychedelic B.
Never heard of them.
69.
That's bullshit.
Okay. It contains all four original members: Howie Feltersnatch, singer Ivana Handjob, drummer Lou, that's Lou Skunt.
Okay, that's enough. Let's keep it clean.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Have to get caller ID on this thing. Memo to the boss. Tradio is for private individuals who wish to buy, sell, or trade items, no dealers. Good morning, you're on Tradio. You're on Tradio, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, what's going on?
I got two items.
Devin, that being?
Well, the first item is an item that has been in my family for a while. It's an item that, I got two items, but the first item is an item that I want to sell. And the item, it's an item that I have. But if you want to buy my item, I got the item.
Okay, come on. Can we be serious?
Well, I got an item.
Okay, what is it you want to sell?
It's an item.
Either say it or we're going to end this conversation.
What? Well, I mean, if somebody's interested in the item, they might want to buy it. I don't know why you're getting all upset with me.
Well, I'm getting upset because you're not saying what the item is.
Well, it's not
Tradio!
Go ahead, say the items.
It's an item that it's about 20 years old, the item.
What is it?
It's an item.
An item?
Sold!
Yeah.
Sold! Sold!
Yeah, if you're interested in the item, give me a call.
Number.
Huh? Well, I didn't tell you what the second item is.
Okay, go ahead.
The second item's also an item. But it's a little bit older item. It's
sold!
Years old.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you want it, do you want it yourself? You want the item?
No, I want you to say what it is you're selling, or we're going to end this conversation.
I told you, I got two.
We're gonna have mind people being friendly, but we just do not entertain comedians here. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Chris, I'm on the road. I lost my hat, my 600s they had on Hermosa yesterday, and I was wondering if you could just list it as if anybody found a. It was a beret green hat, knitted.
Green and knitted beret. Okay.
I appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Okay. Consider it done. Bye-bye. Okay. Green and knitted beret hat lost on Hermosa Street. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, hey, I was going to tell you, I was just on Smith Road, and I lost a box of fuck books, fell out of back.
Okay, it looks like we're going to have to... not open the phone line because we've got some clowns out there. All right. Sorry about that.
That would be a good time for my song.
What's he going to do if he can't take calls?
I said to Richard and Sal, it would be really cool if you could take the announcer's voice and have the announcer call into the announcer. just go, hello, Tradio.
Yeah, let him annoy himself.
Meanwhile, when the real show is happening and a guy goes, I lost a hat, it's so boring. When those guys call in, it's fun. They should pay Richard and Sal to call in. Then they wouldn't have to sell t-shirts, Jack Me Hoffer t-shirts on their website. I don't know. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after these words. Howard
Stern Show. So here's my problem with all this.
Yes.
Dude, there is a lack of mockery of my tweets. First of all, Andrew Juge's tweets. Second of all, we have yet to mention Chink in the Armor.
Well, actually, you did mention that about 6 or 7 minutes ago.
Okay, well, this is... Well,
you didn't mention it 3 times.
There is a lack of Chink in the Armor, man.
You haven't mentioned it 4 times yet.
Let's be serious here. And,
way to go, ESPN.
Chink in the Armor.
So, Orlando, what did you think of that one?
I thought it was a non-issue, but I enjoyed that ESPN caught shit for it because I hate ESPN.
You're talking about the late...
About the chink in the armor.
Yeah, I want to know what you thought about...
I don't give a flying fuck about Tradio.
No, but wasn't it good when
I mean, I laughed. It was great.
I'm more interested on the street.
I'm more interested in chink in the armor.
Well, obviously the best part's Richard Christie. For every one of these, it's Richard Christie. That's the funniest.
Ethel Mertz. I lost my fuck books. And then the other one where she goes, I know that guy. That's Steve Brandano. I used to whack him off after the sock off.
So let's talk about
the ESPN plugs that were not accepted. Like, he pulled the Oriental rug underneath him.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. Now we're going back to Jeremy Lin. Something near and dear to Juju's heart. Juju, like, you're a fan of basketball.
Well, we've pointed this out about Juju's...
The Hornets!
Juju's...
the Hornets! The New Orleans Hornets!
Like, hey. does anyone love the NBA more than Juju?
I think, are you a fan of the crossover?
At least for white, I mean, for white people.
Like, he traveled! He traveled!
Should traveling
how call football? The technical!
How many pairs of Jordans do you own?
Seven
pairs of Air Jordans.
Spade, when are the Hornets going to move to a better city? I mean, it should be coming soon, right? It
sounds like Juge baiting. That
I mean, they're in America's 37th best city right now. Like, can't they get better? I mean,
hey, Linsanity. Let's look at the attendance in New Orleans.
Even Oklahoma City has a team. Like,
Juge, we brought this up earlier. When you bring up attendance, you have to also bring up the price of tickets.
Ooh. Yeah, and you also need to bring up that they live in a poor city that's full of poor people that can't... I mean, their TV... I mean, it's a TV market. TV's where all the money is, right?
TV is a lot of money.
Like, New Orleans is a small TV market. I mean, but, Juge, can you admit... I mean, we can all discuss that. It's a small TV market, right?
No question.
Very small, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Juge, I mean, please don't take a weapon at Keen right now. I can see it. Does that look like a little...
He's sharpening his shiv.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh! Yeah. Ah! 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 Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah!
So, Juge,
disagree.
How much money do you think the Hornets are making right
really
now?
I have no idea.
$17?
I mean,
at least 17. I would put my money on $17.
Per game.
Also, where do they want to move? What are the rumors about where they want to move to?
Well, they can't. They can't. They can't move. That's the thing.
Why?
Because the NBA is... Yeah, the NBA has explicitly said whoever is going to buy this bullshit off of us is going to have to be committed to...
Yeah, but isn't that just talk?
In this town!
Well...
I mean,
no.
There's a lot better cities they can move them to, right?
Like Sacramento. Cities, but they're committed to staying
Sac-town.
There.
Why not Seattle?
What about the Bay Area and Backtown?
Yeah, this is what
I hear. What about the Bay Area and Backtown?
Hey, let's take a break and talk about...
Cali is Nelly, but they Backtown. Give me love.
Yeah, can we just take a break and talk about how terrible Schmerry Schmelog is? I mean, in general...
Look, let's face it. If I were a kicker for the WNL team, and none of you listeners right now know what the fuck that means.
Many of them do.
If I were to
don't actually have any listeners.
Actually, probably,
so
all of them actually.
If I were
people in this room.
If I were to give a little knuckle job to a oval-shaped ball, it would go wide left because my name's Kerry Kellogg.
On an extra point. No,
on an extra
right,
point.
Yeah.
So you 0 for 1?
After we'd raised literally tens of dollars through Kerry's kids to help fight.
And that's despite Whit Cockless Whitmore being ahead of me on the depth chart.
Oh, in tennis? Tennis?
No, I'm talking about Kerry Smellog.
Don't live without me.
Smerry Kellogg?
Smerry Kellogg.
Wait, which kicker was ahead of him on the depth chart?
Whitmore.
I think Keane needed more beer.
Yeah, I do need more. Can you fetch that for me?
I've already fetched it.
Hey, thanks, pals.
I'm one step ahead.
Let us not forget the chink in the armor here.
Why'd we invite such a racist?
When you play tennis, do you ever call it pennies?
Tennis the pennies?
Yeah. You're going to play a round of tennis with my pennies?
Listen, listeners.
There's a game
I'm very familiar with. It's called 10-15. You write it on someone's hand.
10-15.
The number 10.
That's 10-15.
And then the number 15.
Juju, have you ever gone to Penn
it's
Island?
It's a tennis version. It's way cooler.
God, tennis is the worst.
Really.
Yeah,
10-15. Hey, Juju, are you jealous that I am married into the family of Novak Djokovic? That my brother-in-law is Serbian
Novak.
Star Novak Djokovic.
He's won some Grand Slams.
Do you remember at my bachelor party when we promised
some
corpulent ladies that Novak Djokovic would take part in their charity skydiving event?
They were corpulent.
Yes.
Chunky.
A little portly.
Novak was having none of this, though.
I'm pretty sure he plowed at least one.
Yeah. Similar to my best man Jason, who boned a Australian prostitute in the bathroom of the Irish pub we were in.
I thought it was in the bathroom.
No, this was all before that. Juge called him on it. Juge was not believing the story.
No one can recognize an Australian hooker like Andrew Juge.
Guys, I know this thing's Aria, but
our good friend Jonathan Schmarkus was the one who zoned in on this lady earlier, but
I'm pretty sure you're referring to Doinkwad.
Doinkwad.
Brother of Dinkwad.
Doinkwad has been a guest host on this podcast as well for our New Year's event. I believe he
was. Yes, he was.
Oh, yes.
He had a few sentences, I think.
He had a sentence or two.
He was too busy hitting on the ladies there.
Wait a minute.
Nice. Smooth.
That's what yes! I was saying. Yes.
LLFman Le Man.
Yes.
Hey, Spit, you're gay. Hey, Spit, you're gay. Hey, Spit, you're gay. Hey, Spit.
I think Jude just broke the microphone.
Yes.
All right, Spade, what other topics do we have here? We're nearing the 30-minute point for this podcast.
Yeah, there's a chink in the armor.
Well, everything I wrote here
says...
That
was well done.
Boobs, party, teen goes to hell, Juge. That's all I have.
Spade, it didn't look like you were really trying your best with some of the ladies that were at this party tonight. So for all the listeners...
None of us got laid, so let's just throw that out there.
For all the listeners,
none of us have gotten laid to this
party. For all the listeners, we had a great party here at Stately Peen Manor tonight.
Yeah, it was a great party, because you're going to...
A lot of fun, a lot of great fun. And, Sway, I didn't see you talking to the ladies a lot tonight.
Please,
I only talked to the ladies. This was your chance to bring them upstairs to the boneyard.
To the bone zone.
Yeah.
I like the boneyard. Boneyard.
Play a little hide the salami with the ladies.
You know, I'm gonna defend Spay here and say that there were some options here, and the choices were.
Yeah, I got Juice right here.
Throw the bone zone or play Super Tecmo Bowl.
I think between the two, when
your choice is to play a vintage Nintendo game,
or take a nice Pound Town trip to
Poontang is a close second, but a failure.
Yeah, Spay, I paid upwards of $12 for Super Tecmo Bowl
at
the video game store we went to. So
I don't think people can hear this right now, but this is how I'm going.
I think we should recap the Juge Jeopardy or Peen Jeopardy.
Oh, the fucking Jeopardy!
Fucking
the tournament
Jeopardy.
Of pals.
Yes, we should recap.
Yeah,
pals.
We discussed this in the earlier.
That we're
going to
have
think,
the Jeopardy round.
So I'm not going to lie. The RoboCop and the
RoboCop
ballsack.
Not impressive.
Terrible.
Well, right. Terrible.
We should have just had five categories across of Juge's tweets.
Yes.
That would have been a real crowd pleaser.
Or photoshops of Lucy. Those were also good.
Yeah, real crowd pleasers.
Well, you know, there's always hit and misses, and if you watch actual Jeopardy, you'll see that sometimes categories fail.
And if you listen to my tweets, you'll vomit.
We already have.
And if you listen to Juju's tweets,
your
balls will explode.
Yeah, I considered suicide many times looking at your terrible tweets.
Juju, seriously,
can you just quit Twitter? Twitter's the worst.
I've already quit Facebook. That's as far as I'm prepared to go.
Twitter
is so terrible.
That was a big spit take just in there. You quit Facebook? What? Wait, say that again?
Bear me.
Wait, did Saints Nation quit Facebook?
Bear me.
Or do they still have a Facebook?
Of course they still have a Facebook.
Hey, so sometimes are you alarmed with the lack of grammatical skills of your commenters on Facebook for Saints Nation?
Literacy in general?
No, I embrace it because you know what? At the end of the day...
They're all having sex with me, so...
They're all having sex with other men.
Wait, so you admit your fan base is pure homosexual?
I admit my fan base is so lacking in intellectual base that...
Sometimes it's a driving
They would have intercourse with someone and not know their
sex. Hey, so,
like radio hosts that are on sports shows, I think they get driven crazy by how dumb some of the people. Like, we live in DC here, so I hear plenty of terrible callers.
So you're incredibly intellectual because you're from DC. Is that what you're saying?
No. Listen to the
exact opposite of what I was saying.
Listen to Redskins radio here. The callers and fans of the Redskins are the dumbest people in the world.
I think the word you're looking for is foreskin.
Sometimes do you get driven crazy by how dumb some of the Saints sports fans are?
This, by the way, coming from a man who supports Norv Turner.
North Turner's fine.
Boo! Not a problem. Again, if you're a Redskins fan, it's foreskins.
It is the four. Yes.
Keen, before you go any further, I think we need to interrupt this program at the moment. Now that Schmeichel or Plando came back in, we're all going to get a few minutes over here now, and we're all going to talk about how glad we are that you're moving to the West Coast.
Yes.
We're going to have a little bit of moment while you sit in your big, stupid fucking chair like a stupid fucking chair.
With a great cross going on, by the way.
That's a nice leg cross.
Really good cross.
It's almost a JP cross. Chargers sweatshirt.
You're wearing a child's t-shirt right now. This is what a stupid parent would give their child. Because it's got like the fake, like the stripes on the arms, like it's a jersey from like the 50s.
Yeah. One might say a chink in the armor.
One might say that. So now we're going to talk about how glad we are that you're finally moving to fucking California. You don't have to fucking live here anymore. We're so glad that you're leaving. Orlando, you get the floor first.
Just talk
about how glad you are that Keen's gone.
Memories of Keen.
I will say, at the end of the day, the thing that I'm going to miss the most is hearing about how much better California is than every other state. You'd rather fucking be there. God damn it. I can't even deal with it.
Yeah. Then I'll be there.
I'm not
going to miss your pontificating about your state that's millions upon billions of dollars in debt.
Talk about what an asshole.
And laughable. Laughable on multiple levels.
Now say what an idiot is.
You're an idiot.
Get to the chopper! That's what I'm going to miss. Some asshole telling me that his governor says, get to the chopper!
What about the time in your fraternity where Keen showed up and, I don't know, he sucked at something? Isn't there a good story about that?
No, he's been a model citizen.
God damn it.
Hey, nice job, you faggot.
This roast sucks.
Maybe Keen's disgusted by it.
Clearly he's forgotten about the chink in the armor.
I suppose we can count on Jews to come through.
All right, you. Fuck you guys for not letting me prepare for this.
I know Wiener's got some good stories. Come on.
Oh, great. I'm sure glad Weigel's here.
You mean Schmaven Schmeichel?
Schmaven Schmeichel.
I remember the first time I met Keen.
Inside your penis.
Dirty looking Asian, much like he is now.
Let's not forget the average size of your Asian penis.
Alright, it's adequate at best.
Juju of your.
Oh, you're stuck in here.
Oh, he's having trouble with that. Oh boy.
Door's stuck.
Well, I think we're going to laugh about the French here for a second.
Oh, the door's open now.
Anyway, Keen, we've had some good times together, but honestly, I couldn't be happier that you're leaving. Your dirty Asian ways with your fucking horrible dog that you make love to and act like a child.
Well, it's very cute. It's also our show intern.
Hey, Keen. Enough.
Yeah. You're being roasted right now. You sit there and take it, then you get your rebuttal.
You can laugh like Bob Saget did, or you can just shut up. These are options.
Anyway, Keen, as much as I enjoy your drunk driving and fighting with Jeffy over Junior Cheeseburgers.
That's actually Ogle with Ogle.
Ogle. Well, it was also with Jeffy, if you remember.
And chugging of Submission Hot Sauce.
Guys, do you not understand how a roast goes? Jesus fucking Christ.
No, this is going pretty well. We're having a nice roast here.
No, I think he was referring to the chugging the Submission Sauce. That was the worst.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Anyway, Keen.
Were you there when I vomited that back up?
Yes. I think I pulled the trash can
over my... No, I went down to the ladies' room in the basement, but it was...
You mean our micro fridge should have gone the whole time?
Do you know how much worse it hurt on the way up than it did on the way down?
Really?
I was in the way down.
Some stomach acid.
Really? I would think the burning asshole would feel
worse. Thanks a lot, Schmason Schmacks.
No, I don't think it came out.
Speaking of Schmation, should we not do a Schmation Schmegment?
Schmegma moment.
Schmegma.
Okay, let's get
through
this.
I think we should drop our favorite.
Dude, you have your chance moment. You have your chance to roast Schmavid Schmeen.
Who's Schmegma?
This is the worst roast so far ever.
I was trying to get it going.
This is worse than our. All right,
you know what,
show.
Keen? Enough.
Keen, shut the. Sit there and shut the fuck up while
I
rest
you. So I went to Penn State and I knew this guy. He benched 350. Really fucking swole. You know, like I went to school with him and he was a big dude. And, he was gonna play football at Penn State, and he was really big, and he's really smart. Like he was gonna be a marketing major at Penn State.
What happened to the roast of Keith?
Really good school. I'm gonna drink some milk. It's gonna be whole milk, and
actually
can we go back and talk about how
this is legitimately better? I'm sorry.
But Keen also, I don't know if you guys know this, but if you looked at Keen's shoes lately, he wears women's shoes.
Yeah, he
has the tiniest feet in the world. And his shoes.
He went to bed stairs. You know what I remember about Keen? Was the time he was thinking about taking his wife's name in their wedding until we talked him out of it.
And then I believed that for about 6 months.
Oh, yeah,
Zubay,
what do you think about that?
I think it's funny that you put on women's shoes. All right, it's too late. I already brought that up.
You're the worst, man. Hey, Spay, we're professional broadcasters here. You're blowing it.
Right. Get off
your knees. Way to blow it.
Get off your knees, Spay.
Spay, you're up on the roast.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Keen.
So one time, I was sitting at home, just like a normal day, no big deal, whatever. Came back from
no
work.
Big deal.
All of a sudden, I hear this noise. Ow, ow, ouch, ouch. And all of a sudden, I was like, what's the big deal? What's going on? And Keen's like, oh, my penis fell off and it's rolling down the stairs. I gotta go get it before Lucy eats it. And then Lucy picked it up, and he's like, no, my dog is eating my dick.
Spay,
you made this.
There's a zero chance that anyone listening to this right now finds this funny.
No. I bet at least three people find this funny.
Good bitch, Spay.
There's a chink in the armor. There's a chink in the armor.
I thought it was a good bit.
Please,
because it's true.
All right, good ones.
This is 100% true.
All right, Space, should we go into a Jim Norton clip now? Or
are we going to play it?
I don't know. I just picked a random one on YouTube.
All right, whatever.
I don't see how it could be bad.
It can't be any worse than what Spay just did.
Honestly,
feedback.
I
mean,
I feel
less bad after what happened.
Wow. So what it'll be. He was supposed to do our show. He blew us off.
Why wouldn't he?
So go F you and go F yourself and F your movie.
His first initial M.
Oh, are we losing people?
Yes.
What's that awful long name on your license?
Well, I guess we're not getting this clip.
Yeah.
Okay, pals. Well, it looks like we're losing Schmavid Schmeigel and Schmeichel Schmorlando.
Yes.
We're going to see Lucy trying to get Keen.
Keen, I'm sure I'll see you sooner than I see Duke.
It's
like a sausage. Sure. It's delicious.
It's a nice sausage.
You should probably see me sooner at this point.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, pals. Well, it was a good pals.
Yes. Good pals
podcasting.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Don't mean to live in the middle.
No, big deal. You just totally ruined the whole thing.
It's fine.
Yeah, well, but now we have to start over.
Keen, safe travels next weekend.
Yeah, it's fine.
And by safe, I mean I hope you wreck someone.
Well, I am gonna go to the fantastic Christmas.
Oh, the rain.
Goodbye, pals.
Ooh. Bye, pals.
Be in touch.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'll see you in hell.
Is the podcast?
Yeah. So,
space.
Can I make a few more chink in the armor jokes?
Yeah, I think you should keep making them. I had some other jokes about Yuki that I was going to do, but I thought it was funny the fact that Lucy ate your dick and just ran around with your penis in her
mouth. Our three listeners know that we have an Asian...
Three? Where do we get those other two from?
Well, I mean, our intern totally loves me, so it's clearly not surprising.
Well...
How many of our listeners follow my Twitter account? Let's start with that.
Well, we have about three listeners, so I'm going to go with zero.
I'm fucking sorry to you assholes that follow me, because I'll say this. We have an Asian host.
I'll say this too.
And I have a Twitter account that's abysmal. And at the end of the day, there's a chink in the armor.
Twitter account is fine. I mean, you talk to a bunch of Saints fans about the Saints shit.
And the Hornets. And love the Hornets. And the U.S. tennis.
But the tennis
team. And,
what else? You've been enlightening me so much stuff, I didn't even know that tennis was a thing.
Yeah, so why aren't you using... We've seen you tweet a few times about dropping weight. Why aren't you using the hashtag that we created,
Bros watching
Weight?
You guys have not... perpetuated that.
Well, Mo Vaughn sent it to you, I think. Mo Vaughn
sent it to you
several times.
Your lack of support.
Wait.
Hi-yo!
Your lack of support has been one dominating factor.
Jeez, why do you even need to lose weight? You look like a pretty svelte guy to me.
Well, you didn't see me 10 pounds ago.
You lost 10 pounds? You know what? I found your 10 pounds.
Hi-yo!
They call them thin mints, but I got really fat.
I think he just found a chink in the armor, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Spade, let's wrap this episode up.
Are we almost done with this guy?
Yeah, it's not really going
anywhere. I got a couple more of these. Let's play one more round of Who Tweeted It.
Ugh.
Okay.
This is Linsane. Can I go as far as to say this is Linsane?
Well, let me do one. It's the Grammy round. The Grammy round. So you know it's Grammy time. Okay. This one is... Yes, at Soundgarden, at Chris Cornell, tracking in studio with Soundgarden. The next one is, I want Chris Brown to beat up my penis with his lips and tongue. Hashtag secret tweet. Okay, which one was Juju, which one was John Rice?
Wow. I'm going to go ahead and say, I know Juju has a thing for Chris Brown.
He wants him to beat him
there's
up.
There's nothing he loves more than black penis, so...
No, he wants his penis to get beat up.
It's clearly Juju, the so Chris Brown.
Is that wrong? Juju, is that wrong?
I don't see that even possible.
Juju, I thought that was a totally 100% correct. I even got it mixed up here.
My boner for Chris Cornell is...
So you're happy
that he's numerously larger than my boner for Chris Brown.
But Chris Brown was going to beat your boner up with his lips and his tongue.
He's really going to show you who's boss.
He's totally going to physically abuse your penis.
That's
literally.
That's what Rihanna said.
That is what she said. That was the joke.
Yeah, you just turned our great jokes into a hack joke. Similar to your tweeter. Thanks. Thanks, Juge.
Well, we did it.
Okay, well, good episode. Another great episode of Pal's Podcast. Can we just comment again on how terrible PALS Podcast is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, Jesus, God.
You're really...
Holy shit.
Hey, Juge, do you have a phone?
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
I do. Can you go on your iTunes, search for Pal's Podcast, and write a negative review for PALS Podcast?
I think I can do that.
We need this desperately.
You know, listeners... I actually went on Pal's Podcast this week, and, you know, at the time, I wasn't a big fan of Keen and Spey, Schmey and Schmeen's podcast, because, you know, I heard that there was a big mockery of my Twitter account, so I wasn't a big fan, but then I heard about P-A-L-S, Pal's Podcast, and, you know, I had a chance to listen to it a little bit, and,
geocaching.
It is horrifying.
Yeah, a lot of talk of geocaching.
It was horrifying. And you know what? There apparently are some comparisons, but at the end of the day, the word douchebag comes to mind. And that's the best way to describe PALS because, you know, at the end of the day, It gives me a vaginal discharge.
All of our vaginas are discharging, yes. Good speech.
I said it.
I would have worded it differently. I would have pointed out the intense faggotry of it, but...
Don't forget the vaginal discharge.
Yeah. Okay,
we all have nice oily discharges.
So, again, we're going to cold worms all the pals out there in podcast land, but...
That's actually the
biting. Well, because none of our pals actually took part in this.
Well, that's the barb that hurt the worst.
I'm speaking to you, Kamel, and
AJ, and
Shapiro.
Don't forget.
And Lax.
Jason Lax. You know, none of this is going to happen on...
What about El Jefe?
I can only post so many things online myself, so...
Says the chink in the armor.
I know that our guest here, old Schmandrew Schmooge, is going to post his own stuff.
We did it. We have a song to play us out?
Yeah, I put one on. We'll put on a little STP in honor of our good pal here.
Because
that's what pals do, so.
Great.
So, thanks for listening for another episode. Right? What, Bush?
Yeah, no, Vaseline.
I mean, Bush is much better than Stone Temple Pilots, so they should put that on.
Don't lie. There's chink in the armor.
Okay, well, good episode. Another great episode of Pals
good
Podcast.
Time, pals.
Podcast pals. Some are pals. 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 Hey, also, don't forget to attack PAL's podcast. Put your faggots. Put dessert.
Never forget.
Just fire. Go pals.